Hello, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, my goodness.
We're back.
Yeah.
We are here, and I'm actually in the
building.
Oh, my God. What is this?
It's not like a hologram. You're here.
Welcome to Women of Vision here in the North State now. I'm your host, Maurice Brown.
I'm Licia Prater. Hi, everyone.
And I'm Sarah Chapin.
And shout out to Demika. Demika, we love you. We miss you.
Hi, Demika. Big hugs to you, Mama.
Yeah. Sarah, what's up? We haven't seen you.
We haven't seen you in a hot minute.
Well, I've literally spent my life on Zoom, scratched my computer, on constant meetings,
yeah.
And when not that, traveling. So we're prepping to travel.
I can't do virtual meetings. I get so lost.
I know. It's the problem is eye strain. But I got me some nice glasses.
Good.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's just been tons and tons of meetings and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So is that the anti-glare glasses or
yes,
whatever?
Yeah, anti-glare, anti-blue. And I can tell because I was getting really bad headaches and it's gone away.
Oh.
What wizardry is this?
I have a hard time looking at my phone for any particular length of time without, and these aren't the blue blockers. They're just like regular like reading glasses, but they do something. They do something. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I very much understand having a job too that sometimes you're just stuck in front of a computer, and eye strain's a real thing. It's a real thing.
I used to get it a lot when I was working in the office, but now I'm home, right? So there's more of a balance. But the office, oh yeah, like headache. Look away.
Yeah.
Walk away.
Walk away. Run away.
Of this, we're talking about self-care today, which I know we're going to lead into. Because like me, being home all the time, I was faced to be like, I don't have as much self-care as I thought I did.
Even though you're home. Isn't
right?
that weird?
It's like you think, oh, I'm home. Therefore, it's all going to be different. And then you realize, I literally have no boundaries for myself. Working all day, all night. And then so the past like month or so, I've been working on redoing my schedule and rediscovering self-care. So.
Didn't you do your master's program or something? Like you did something where you
went
to summer school?
Too.
You're
yeah.
crazy, girl.
I was like, oh, yeah, graduate summer class is totally fine. No, guys, that's another reason I haven't been here. I've been dying. So,
a painful
just
death.
Saying, I tried summer school one time, and I never did it again.
Never
again.
I was
like, it was hell.
I will never do it back.
Yeah.
How far in are you? How far into it? Are you? You're done now?
I have one more semester.
One more semester.
Yep.
Oh, well, I can understand, too, though. Just get it out of the way.
Just knock it out.
Literally, I was like, oh, yeah, I can do this. No, you can't.
Good thing we
but
only
you
do
can.
This.
You can. You can, and
I
you
know.
Will.
I am.
You can.
I am. I'm not going to say no.
That's right.
Finish it.
Yeah, we believe in women here.
Exactly.
We believe in you.
Thank you.
Yeah. But, yeah, this is a good segue, I think, talking about self-care, which is the topic for tonight's show, is all about self-care and the various ways that we care for ourselves, which I've learned, and I guess I've kind of noticed, like, just sort of throughout my life, just observationally, you know, noticing the different ways that people treat themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess at the time, I never really put, like, the title self-care to it until I think that term sort of became more prevalent, I think,
yeah.
in the last
mm-hmm.
couple of years, you know. And then
more
it was
pop.
Like, yeah. And then it was like, oh, yeah, okay. I see. Oh, that's how she self-cares, and that's how he self-cares, and this is how I self-care. And everybody's approach is different. And that's what I think is really cool about it. Is,
mm-hmm.
And I love hearing about the different ways. I think, Maurice, you're a good example of self-care not fitting in a traditional sort of mold that some people, particularly women,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I think you and I are cut from the same cloth in that regard, you know, like I think the way that you and the way that I think of self-care is in some ways polar opposites. To my
oh life. Yeah. Like beat myself up every
yeah.
day. You mean?
Yeah, yeah. Beat yourself up, get thrown
in
around.
Jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
But that was the beginning. That was a journey to my self-care that I didn't even know. I didn't even
yeah.
realize. But
right?
yeah, like the moment I did that, but it was interesting because it was just that one day, every day that I do for myself,
uh-huh.
you know, that I love to do, even
yeah.
though, yes, it gave me bruises and whatever,
yeah.
and, you know, black eyes, but like it was the journey and it was a catalyst to everything
and
else.
And other things.
Yeah. Because before that, it was just babies and babies.
yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah. Especially when you're, I mean, I think it's hard for a lot of people to carve out time for themselves, but it can be particularly difficult, especially when you have young kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Everybody's literal excuse is time. That's what they said. We don't have the time.
I don't have the time for it.
Yeah.
But, you know,
Even me. I don't even have kids, and I still don't feel like I have time.
Yeah. That's why I was looking at you. I don't think children really are the make or break in terms of time. I think life can be just as chaotic with or without them, with or without children. I'm sure you, between, you know, all of the things that you have going on, Sarah, professionally, and then throwing, you know, grad courses in the mix,
right? You're like, it's fine.
Yeah, and those things are like no joke, because like there's deadlines to be met.
Yeah.
You can't sleep on it.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Marisa again, jiu-jitsu, and then the other ways that you balance, you know, your professional and
exactly. It's more prioritized now, I think. You know, I think in the beginning, like, I was like that person. I was like, I don't want to say workaholic, but I feel like I always had to be productive. You know, like, oh, I gotta be productive. I gotta do this thing, you know, do for the kids. But, I think, jiu-jitsu was a catalyst for me. Like, I didn't even know what I was stepping into, first of all, with the sport, but also, the whole making time for myself.
Yeah.
You know, and it was after work too. So it was like 7 to 8 o'clock. So I'd get home late, you know, but like, and then I couldn't, because like the type of sport it is, like in the beginning, if you're not used to it, can kind of get you riled up. So it was hard to sleep. But in time, you kind of just, you know, you adapt to it. You adapt to the change. You adapt to the schedule. You know, now I don't even consider it self-care anymore, that class. It's just something
I
do.
It's part of
now.
What you do. Yeah. That's just inherently important.
If anything, sometimes I need a break from it.
Sure. Right. Exactly.
So, and then from there, you just kind of start thinking, like, with jiu-jitsu, it was like, wait, I need, like, you can't just go at it, and then it comes with, like, injuries and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that when I started going to the gym, because I tore my MCL, so I had to get a PT and all this stuff, but then I couldn't stop. I'm like, my PT was like, you need like a good regimen, like a workout, you know, like strength training.
Yeah.
So I started going to strength training, and that became like the next self-care
thing. And then it branched off into something else.
Yeah. But reading and journaling, those things I always do anyway. Like,
that's
I've
good.
Always done that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love reading and writing. Like, that's something that I do and I enjoy. But I think being a mom, like, you know, that kind of drops every now and then.
Well, yeah.
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 So now it's
life
only
gets
like,
in the way.
It's
no
totally,
matter what.
Yeah. Totally. But now I have many forms of self-care, which we can get. Okay. Like, I just discovered, like, going on a retreat was super fun.
Oh, yeah, we do need to circle back to that. Yeah. And then, Sarah, we'll talk to you, too. Like, what do you have any sort of daily practices or weekly practices or whatever that you do for yourself?
Oh, yeah, and we will definitely do those after the commercial break. But, yeah, I have a list, an ever-evolving list.
A list.
Yes, we'll make time for our sponsors, and thank you for like sticking with us through this time. I know it's not been easy for everybody, but just like to give a shout out to Josie Ramirez with Everbloom Skincare. She's over at 6608 Azalea Avenue. Results-driven facials, natural acne clinic, botanical-based, non-toxic skincare. And to Lit From Within, 2449 Athens Avenue. Organic spray tanning, infrared sauna, light therapy, natural teeth whitening, yoga, meditation, dance, hip-hop. Man, they do so much, you guys. You gotta check it out. Love those girls. And to All Fired Up at 1796 Churn Creek Road, pottery painting, life casting, board art, clay, prints, clay and fused glass workshops, and more. And to Boheme Salon and Spa, 961 Dana Drive, Suite 130. Check them out, guys. So you're next on the hot seat, huh, Sarah?
Oh no, hot quiz time.
All right, guys. We'll be right back here on KCNR, and feel free to call us too. You know, let us know what you think about self-care and what it means to you.
And yeah, and how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We had a little technical situation there.
I know. I didn't hear you there. I'm like, what
happened? Anyway, hi, everyone. This is Licia. Welcome back. We are talking about self-care and what that means, why it is important, what it means to all of us in terms of how we care for ourselves.
Yeah, care for ourselves.
Yeah. And so, Maurice, you were just sharing with us that you you know, self-care for you is, well, one element, one aspect of it is jujitsu, being thrown around and, you know, black eyes and bruises.
Doesn't sound like self-care at all.
I know, but
self-sabotage.
Strangely, it sounds amazing to
me. Self-abuse. I think that's what it's called.
No judgment. No judgment. But then, Sarah, we were going to talk to you about how you care for yourself, what your self-care routine looks like, and you were like, oh, I got a list. I'm going to write it down.
So for people that don't know me, before the pandemic, my life was constantly go, go, go and traveling. And basically for the last year and a half, I've been stuck in my house with a cat.
and your computer.
Like, oh, yeah, and my computer. So I was like, oh, yeah, I totally have self-care. I got this down, you know. And then I was like, literally, when I went to my doctor's last return, I was like, yeah, I have no self-care. I have problems. can we work on this? And I just realized, like, I literally would not give myself any boundaries, and I would just work myself all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be, like, working until, like, midnight. Because I'm a night owl, and I have people that live overseas that I work with, but it's, like, I get up and work all day until I sleep and then get up again and work all day. So it was kind of like, oh, I'm home, so it's fine. And now I'm like, no, still working.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
Have to give yourself boundaries. So, like, for me, like, I know some people think self-care in the traditional sense of, like, oh, yeah, it's a face mask and a bottle of wine or whatever, which is fine. But for me, it's also, like, practical self-care.
Yeah.
So basically making myself, forcing myself to get back on a sleep schedule. Because basically I haven't set my alarm in like a year and a half for the most part. So it's just been like making myself get back on
to a routine.
Like a routine.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard when it's just like you and you don't have to be responsible for other people. Like, sure. I have a cat, but he's pretty easygoing like me. So.
Yeah.
So, my self-care has been basically forcing myself getting back into like a routine.
Mm-hmm.
And working more. We got a rowing machine at the house because I ate my fillings in ice cream. And so I gained like 30 pounds over the pandemic. And it's just so gradual. You don't realize you're doing it.
You don't even, yeah.
And like, I'm not trying to put down anyone that gains weight. That's great. But like, for me, I'm like, I have hypertension, so that's not a good thing.
Not right.
So it's kind of like, for me, like making myself practical health reasons, like back on a routine and making it fun and self-care for me and not like a chore.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I reward myself and do things. And for me, like another thing I do is video gaming. It's a form of self-care for me because it's fun.
Yeah.
As long as
it's
you,
a
like,
relief.
Do it,
it's a way to escape. Yeah.
Unplug. And it's a good, like, physical therapy for your fingers, like console and stuff. So, like, I'll give myself that and all that kind of stuff. But reading. I love reading.
Yeah.
I think reading is your thing. Just,
it
like,
is
jiu-jitsu.
My thing.
Yeah. Like, you just do it anyway. Yeah.
It's just part of, yeah.
My house is covered in books, everyone. There's, like, thousands of books in my house. Like... It's not a sickness. It's great, but
no. Oh my gosh.
So yeah, for me, self care the past year has been like evolving and facing like self care. Sometimes practical things.
Mm-hmm.
You think about like treating yourself, but also the practical side. So
sure,
that's where I'm at.
I think the practicality of self care gets lost in the shuffle, and like just like what you were saying, you know, like how sometimes when you think about what that means, it for some people, it's it's like. You know, a face mask and a bottle of wine or like, I don't know, you know, going to the spa or going shopping or something like that. And not to say that any of those things, whatever, you know, speaks to your soul, whatever makes you happy is that's great. But I do think that you're right in terms of, applying practical routines and setting boundaries for yourself, whether it's like, okay, I've got to set the alarm, I've got to rework my sleep schedule, I have to be more organized, and then once I put those practices into place, then I, you know, I'll feel better and change habits. And
but
there's a lot of just sort of daily stuff that I think people overlook that is a true form of self-care.
So what do you do for self-care, Lisa?
Hello.
You're on the hot seat now.
It changes. It really does. Like, I don't have any kind of one, you know, tried and true. This is what I also love to read. I find that for me, the only time that I kind of have the ability to sort of be in a quiet space is at bedtime. And then inevitably, I'm like...
It helps, though.
I'm like three pages in, and my eyes are, you know, and I'm like, I'm reading the same line three times. Oh, what happened? But I do love to read. For me, the space that I'm living in right now is, I would say, while I'm not practicing jiu-jitsu, it's very along the lines of, it's for me, it's how I physically, challenge myself. Mm-hmm. And so for, you know, it might sound arduous for a lot of people, but like working out for me is like, it's almost to a point where it's becoming a little bit like of a, not like an obsession, but kind of, you know, like I think about like tomorrow.
Even you're falling in love with it.
With the process. I've fell in love with working out 20 years ago, and it's just finding sometimes different points in my life. I don't have as much time as I wanted to devote it, or I don't know. But now I'm back in a space where I'm like, it is top priority.
Mm-hmm.
It's top priority. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to create a space where I always have time.
Yeah.
And I don't work out every day because that's not good for your body, but I try and at least know that if I wanted to work out any particular time of day, like I know I can do it. I can fit it in. So that for me right now is my thing, you know, in a couple months from now, I could circle back and say crafting is another thing
different.
I like to do. Like I have sometimes these moments or these phases in my life where I just want to make stuff.
Nice.
Don't cry.
Yeah, that's really you did. And you know why, you guys? She looks amazing.
I like it.
Like,
oh,
this is not a show video. I mean, yeah, like a TV show. But if we had an audience that would see, it's like, oh my gosh, you look amazing.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate
it. Some incredible changes.
Yeah, it's interesting what sometimes we'll just, again, I feel like so much of what I'm piggybacking on what, like, you guys are saying, in the sense that, you know, you'll start one thing and then it triggers or it moves you into another. And yeah, a few months ago, I just was sort of tired of being tired and tired of just living in the body that I was living in. And, and then something clicked and now it's like, yeah, I like it. So that's my, I watch workout videos.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm constantly like, oh, I tried this, I do that. Yeah, like I.
You are, but yeah, you're in love.
I'm in love. I fell in love. I fell in love with the dumbbells and the rowing machines, and I've fallen in love. And the stupid thing is that, like, it's weird that I'm saying this out loud. I like feeling sore, like, the next day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I love
it's
that.
It's satisfying.
It is.
Like, yeah. I did hard work.
If I'm wincing while I go up and down the staircase, I'm like, yes. You know,
yeah.
If I'm slowly sitting down in the toilet and slowly getting back up again,
God.
I'm like, yes. I said that on air. I can't believe I said that on air.
No, for real. Every Friday, I have a hard time
staying
in the toilet.
It's, you know, and like, but when I, like, talk to my girlfriends about stuff like that, they just look at me like I'm completely out of my mind. But
yeah, they don't
but
know.
But my self-care right now, the thing that's speaking to me is pushing myself physically. I guess that's really what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, and challenging your
just
limits.
Just challenging my limits.
Yeah.
I've always liked that. I've always liked seeing how far I can push myself for whatever reason.
I know what you mean. Because, like, for me, like, the physical fitness that has, you know, that has evolved, and I know exactly where you're at, girl.
Yeah.
Or the moment you're at where you're like, you're falling in love with this thing that you're doing, you know,
yeah.
And then it's top priority.
It's just,
and then it becomes a lifestyle.
It does.
And that's what they say. It's like, make it a habit, you know, make routine out of it, make a habit, and then it becomes a lifestyle. And once it becomes a lifestyle, that's it. It's like,
and
you've done it,
and
you
that
know?
Applies to just about anything, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
whether it's working out or changing the way you eat or whatever it might be. That principle
mm-hmm.
applies to just about anything. But it's important that you also, we were talking about, like, excuses. Don't make excuses to not give yourself the gift of whatever it is that gives you pleasure.
Yeah.
You know, because,
or say, I'll do it tomorrow, and then next thing you know, 2 weeks have gone by, and you're
yeah.
like, I still haven't done it.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. And I think another form of self-care is stop saying yes.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we were talking about that offline, was the boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's an interesting
mental
one.
Mental self-care, you guys. It is
mental
important.
Mental self-care is a thing. It's a thing. It's mm-hmm. a thing. And yeah, and I think, like, I talked about a while ago how 2020 was going to be, like, the year of yes. I was going to say yes to everything. And then,
I remember that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I was like, and then there are some great things that come with that, too. But I also think that it's important to say no.
Yeah.
It's important
to
say no.
This year was like the year of saying no for me.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's great because we always say yes and it's good to say no.
And then you spread yourself so thin.
Exactly. Which we will get into after the next commercial break because we are coming up on that. We're getting up there. But we do want to talk about that because there's so many different things we've discovered in our year of saying no and why that is a great thing.
And why saying no is a good thing. Why saying no is positive.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, literally, I know what you mean with the yes, that there's a lot that can come to it, like more positive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like saying yes is like, when I started Women of Vision, it was just all yes, and
yeah.
all this magical, cool thing happened,
yes.
you know? And it was just, but then there's a downside to all of that.
Absolutely. And it's difficult no matter what you're doing, but it is about finding balance as best as you can. And that does have its self-composed challenges.
Yeah.
But I think, are we going to commercial? Do we have a little
more
time for us?
Yeah,
to
we have like 20 seconds.
Oh, okay.
But when we come back, like, let's go over the poll that we put online.
Yes, let's talk about, we did a poll,
fun.
And then, you know, we were just reading some things about the
mm-hmm.
easy, quick, daily things that you can
that
do.
That people do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I love
we'll
it.
Touch on that.
Yeah, we got to read it.
Good
it's
tips.
So cool.
Good tips coming up.
So we'll be right back, Women of Vision, here in the North State now at KCNR.
guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome back to Women of Vision Show. It is Sarah here, and we are talking about self-care and all of the ways about that. Right before the commercial break, we were talking about mental self-care, and I wanted to go a little bit more into that. Because we were talking about, like, the power of saying no after everybody says yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And for me, downside of being home all the time is everyone thinks you're instantly accessible. So all these people suddenly feel like they have a say and full a point in your life where, yeah, they have full access and they have a right to that. And fun fact, no one has a right to your full life. I'm going to put that out now.
Amen. Amen to that.
No matter how much you love them, if they're your family, you are allowed to have boundaries, and boundaries are important.
Yeah.
If you do not have boundaries in a relationship, you should reevaluate that and sometimes run for the hills. but yeah, we were talking about that because for me, like, because I obviously I'm home right now. And so everyone's like, oh, well, I know you're home, so you can answer. And so, like, people, like, if I don't reply, or like, why aren't you replying to me? I'm like, I'm still working. Fun fact.
Yeah.
And doing all that. And it's, like, important to have boundaries, even, like, when you're not working remotely like me and you're out and about. And I think there's something that was good about this period of my life, because I was able to really reset some relationships and reevaluate them and be like, oh, you know what? This doesn't really serve me anymore. We've kind of grown apart, value different things, which is great to have other people of different opinions. Don't get me wrong.
Of course.
But you don't want everyone that thinks like you. But it's still, like, to me, it was important to really have boundaries for that as a part of self-care. And you can still love someone and have boundaries.
Oh, yeah. For sure. You can love someone from afar.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you can love them, but it's still okay to turn your phone off or mute messages for a while. And you don't have to answer people. It's okay to do that.
It's okay to do that. Give yourself permission to do that. And that's hard, I think, for a lot of people, mm-hmm. is that they don't give themselves permission to, just as you were saying, Sarah, like, turn the phone off, hide the alert, or just say no. Say no thank you. I'm not to go down a whole separate rabbit hole, but I think women in particular mm-hmm. have a hard time with that. You know, with saying no, thank you, and setting those boundaries and stuff. I think, yeah. But that, mental self-care is just as important as, you know, more important than a pedicure or a facial.
Yeah. And actually, that's a good point with the boundaries with relationships. I thought it was just boundaries, like saying no, saying yes, whatever, you mm-hmm. know, a lot. But, oh yeah, relationships.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Like, you
even
can't.
Even family.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Let's not get into that.
That's a whole other episode.
Yeah.
That's next month.
Yeah. But yeah, like, yeah, there's some relationships that are just totally imbalanced, right? Like, you're always the giver.
Mm-hmm.
And, or, you know, you're the one who's always pulling the weight or whatever. And then you realize, like, you put boundaries into that. And then, now you like this person more because you're not so much the person that's always giving or pulling the weight. You know
yes.
what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's something I'm actually exploring at the moment. You know, mm-hmm. I'll let you know how that goes. But I think so far so good. And it's actually becoming more healthy
mm-hmm.
yeah. rather than unhealthy, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess it took like till I was 40-something years old to realize that.
I have a few years on you, and I'm still trying to figure out this whole life thing. So, yeah, don't worry.
But, yeah, what was fun was when we put the poll up on our Instagram.
Yes, we got some great responses.
Yeah, we did, and I was super proud of everybody because, like, I think our question was, do you self-care? And then we had 96% said yes, and 4% said
guys.
No. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah,
there
good
was
for you
many,
guys. The 4%, you'll get there.
Yeah, and you'll I appreciate the honesty, because if that was me 10 years ago, I would be like, no.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me that. And then I think that one of the questions was the frequency, like how often.
Mm-hmm.
And we had like 12% do daily, 5% weekly, 1% monthly, mm-hmm. and then 8% about random time.
Sure.
Random time.
Sure.
And I think our last question was, what does self-care means to you? And it totally means different to different people.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't read everybody's stuff, but just a few things. But I think somebody said, like, taking time to slow down, breathe, and focus on nothing but our own joy or happiness or relaxation, removing ourselves from the daily grind and the need of others to really listen to ourselves, recharge, and refuel. Basically putting the needs of our hearts before others for a bit.
Yeah.
For a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
Yeah.
And I think I like this one too, like giving myself the permission to focus on myself and rest sometimes,
mm-hmm.
even if it's against others or even my own expectations. Ooh.
That's a good one.
Because again, like that was me, like to me, I was more like, oh, I gotta be productive. Being unproductive wasn't cool.
You know, my husband, I have to just touch on this really quickly because, so my husband is, he is very go. He
mm-hmm.
is just who he has always been. And there are times when I have to, like, almost just rag on him to sit down because he's constantly feeling like, well, it's my day off. I've got to be doing something. I've got to build something, fix something. I've got to do. And it's like, no, and he's now finally at this point in his life where he's sort of like, I'm just going to float in the pool for a couple of hours feel guilty about it.
Oh, I love the pool.
Yeah,
I love the
pool.
Oh,
I have one comment, and I know we talked about it. It's just one comment that I just was like, oh, there it is right there. She responded with, you know, creating a life that you don't need to take a break from. And that was just to me like, yes, you know, and that takes time and that takes skill. And
oh,
it
that
takes, patience,
so
and
much
it takes
time.
All the things.
Yeah.
But I love that idea. I love that idea of creating a life in
mm-hmm.
your professional, your personal, where, and again, that takes practice, and that's like a master, you know,
yeah.
where you have the life that you don't feel like, I have to take a break from this. This is just, you know, But then again, you know, that in and of itself is a whole.
I think you can do it, Lisa. That'll be your crafty side of you.
Yeah. I think everyone can do it, but it's not always easy. It's not always easy to cultivate a life that you don't feel like you have to take a break from.
It's like Pokemon. You got to level them up slowly.
Well, just like, exactly. Yeah, there's a lot there too, because expectations, right? We have.
I think that's too. Shedding expectations that we place on ourselves, and then I think another thing too is shedding expectations that we place on other people.
Other people.
And I think once we stop projecting onto other people, then we find satisfaction in ourselves.
I saw this meme on Facebook that I literally was like, this is applicable. It's like, I am stressed for not working, but I'm also stressed for working. Like, it's the thing if you're constantly like, oh, I'm stressed about having self-care, but I'm also stressed about working. So it's kind of like mentally telling yourself, like,
It is okay to take a break. Like, there'd be times when I'd be sitting down watching, like, some horrible reality TV that just, like, fed my soul. And in the back of my brain, I'm thinking, oh, God, I got, like, 3 loads of laundry upstairs I got to put away. And I've got, and, yeah, it's just, I think, you know, it's just the nature of the beast. But, so I definitely feel like we would be remiss not to talk about, like, the retreat that you just went on, Maurice, the book that you have sitting here.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Oh, yeah. Less than 3 minutes, we'll do it. No, I mean, I was telling Licia, I've never gone to a retreat ever as a, for anything, you know, and I don't know, I just dove into it. Like, my friend was like, we're going to Arizona, we're doing this 5 days retreat in a place called Sivana, Sivana Wellness Resort and Spa. And they have their own, like, classes, they have all kinds of classes, yoga, sound bath, healing sound, like, they had hikes. So, and then our group I came in with had their own, you know, itinerary too. So, of course, what do? I'm becoming a master of self-care. I'm kidding. I did what I wanted to do, balance the whole thing, you know, do some resort stuff, but also do the group stuff.
Sure.
But I mean, honestly, like, it was really feeding my soul. I think that was more of a spiritual, self-care rather than, physical. Of course, like, the yoga was fun. I did one class of that, but the overall experience was a spiritual one. I call it, like, soul food. Like, I literally needed that. Like, I didn't need transformation. I just needed a reset. Like, it was time away from work, from my kids, from my family, from jiu-jitsu, from the daily thing. Yeah. But I think it was just literally unplugging yourself and then meeting, like, all kinds of people that I like what you just said, that, yeah, don't stop projecting out. So I went over there, like, no judgment. Let's not judge who we're meeting. We're going to just take it all in, who these people are. And just, yeah, it was just amazing when you don't have any expectations or assumptions of people. And just take them as they are. Yeah. Like, I forget who it is, the authors. Like, just look at people like you look at nature. Just appreciate them for who they are.
Who they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then in this swag bag was, like, a couple books. One of them I already read. It's amazing, too. But this book I have in here.
This one, I love this.
Yeah, it's
Corporate Hippie.
The Corporate Hippie.
Yeah. Oh, I cannot wait to dive into that.
And it spoke to me because of the butterfly in the front. Like, I've been telling people, like, with the pandemic, it forced me to go into this chrysalis, which is basically in a cocoon. And I've been in here and I haven't had any crazy major activity, nothing. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, I think it's time to wake up.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's very pretty.
Yeah. It's a really easy read. It's really cool. And I love this one excerpt and I want to read it before the commercial, but it really that's when I was like, wow, that's it. You know, it says right here. And by the way, the author is Kimberly Adams. What up, Kimberly? She says, taking time for self-care tells the universe that we believe we are worthy. It tells the universe that you have value yourself, that you value yourself. Therefore, the universe must respond by valuing you and by association, your desires. Practicing self-care means recognizing a relationship with ourselves and making this relationship a priority. Self-care requires putting in the necessary intentional effort to sustain it and calling ourselves out when we're not practicing passionate self-care. You want the universe to project back to you.
Yes.
Like, yeah, you need to start. So, and that's what I think was happening to you too. It's like you're falling in love and taking care of your body.
Yeah.
So what's going on now? Your body's going to do the thing.
It's going to doing the thing that I'm.
It's going to respond back to
exactly.
you.
Exactly. That's right. It's cyclical. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm putting
that's why
like
you have to shine. Like you have like a newfound beauty. Like even like You know, like, yeah. You have a glow, too, you
I
know?
I feel so calm, too. And I will say, not only, like, the weight have I shed hair, I've cut off all my hair, like, the whole thing. I've shed people.
Oh, let's get back to that.
And I don't mean to, like, sound, yeah. I don't mean to sound like that doesn't, but that was weight that I didn't know I was carrying either.
Okay,
and I
guys.
Was like, oh.
Yeah.
We'll get back to that one.
We'll yeah, that. You're getting into this good stuff. We'll be right back, you guys. You know, North States Now at KCNR.
Summer takes flight at Turtle Bay's Wings of Summer Butterfly Exhibit, open June 19th through August 15th. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil and enclosed garden. Access is free for Turtle Bay members and included with park admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Redding. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Cinerama presents Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, August 13th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for this 21 and over event featuring craft beers, live music, tasty food, and more. Get your tickets today at the Turtle Bay Museum or online at turtlebay.org.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Thank you so much for listening to us tonight. We're talking about self-care and all of its forms and we've, you know, we were the three of us kind of sharing on the way that we care for ourselves.
Oh, stop it. We need to go into what you were saying.
Oh, about people?
Let's shed people.
I started shedding weight. I started shedding hair. And then the people came next. Yeah, and you didn't make
as
the cut.
As a form of self-care.
You know, and it wasn't even like that dramatic, really, honestly. I think the thing that helped me was, I guess it was really more for like social media. So I have, you know, I have like my business page and then I have my personal mm-hmm. Instagram page and I felt like I was on that a lot and there was lots of stuff coming in and out. And then just like, I don't know, one day I just was kind of like, this social media and the noise that it brought mm-hmm. just wasn't feeding me anymore. It just was like, this is a distraction. This isn't really feeding my soul. This isn't really bringing me joy. And so, so I just kind of took a step back. But with that, you know, I think like we have relationships with people through work, through friend groups, mm-hmm. through social media. We interact with them a lot, maybe just through social media. I've met some really freaking rad people through social mm-hmm. media that I'm so thankful for, like literally all over the world that I communicate with now. And, you know, but then there are also people within that social media sphere that just, I don't know. And so I just was like, we're done. And there was no like, it drives me nuts when I see people post things on Facebook like, I just went through and deleted 2,000 of my friends. God. So if you made it, congratulations. And I kind of want to chime in and be like, yo, you can delete me too, because you sound like a jerk. It wasn't anything like that, but it was just a quiet step back. Yeah. It was just a quiet step back. And so, yeah, I think, you know, sometimes you just find yourself at a point in your life where you really think about what and who brings value. Like Sarah, I feel like this really speaks to you and what you were saying earlier about even family, you know, and sometimes you just got grow.
Well, some people get toxic too.
And some people get toxic. Yeah. And some people get a little cray cray. And I just, it's like too much.
And unhealthy.
They feel
too
entitled
much.
To you and that's not healthy. And
no.
I think that's one of the downsides of social media, like growing up with it as it evolved.
Yeah.
Alongside me as I grew older is that, it gives people instant access to your life. So I feel like it makes people feel very entitled. I mean, we can see that for like paid programs where people pay to be fans of people and have exclusive content and stuff like that. But also, I like to remind people for their mental health that you need to think of social media as a carefully curated piece of that person.
Yes.
Like it's their form of art. Like whether they accept or not, just view it as art. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. It could be terrible.
It can be.
It could be great. Sure. But just know that everything on there is curated. It is not real life. And if you think of it in that way, it does not affect you as much. But yeah, people, they feel like they have instant access to you because we have instant access to people and information now. And just reminding people like, those are boundaries. Those
and
are
they
good.
Feel like they can just say whatever they want to you about something that you might share or an opinion. And I try to stay away, like, even though it sounds like I can be very, of course the word leaves me, divisive or I can be incendiary, and I certainly can be at times, but generally I don't share a lot of like my sort of political or
it can create division.
It can create division, and I just am one of those people. I don't care about your political persuasion. I don't care what God you pray to. I don't care about whatever other stuff that's going on in the world right now. Everybody just needs to do what's good for themselves,
what's
and I'm
good
with that.
For themselves.
What's good for themselves, you do you, boo.
Yeah.
And we are good. But so I just kind of generally stay out of that stuff. But I just feel like there was just a lot of weird stuff going on. And I just thought, we're done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're done.
Yeah, you don't need
we're
to
done.
See that or be
I don't
know
need to
that
see it.
Person.
I don't need to hear it. I'm not
I know after my sister died, like, people would message me stuff straight up because they're like, well, I can hide behind a screen, so I can say whatever I want to you.
This
and I'm like, you do know we could track you to, like, a specific location. It's you're not hiding. And even if you delete something, that's another thing, too, is, like, people can see everything, so I feel like you should take a lot more consideration of what you put on social media. Because even if you delete it, it's in a server somewhere forever.
Oh, nothing gets deleted forever. I mean, it's there. If you look hard enough, you can find something. But so that was again. I think a big form of self care for me was just like cutting that cord, you know, cutting that, and then just trying to really be more present in. You know, my daily life and interacting with people that just, I don't know, just more human interaction. I think more, you know, one-on-one human interaction is important. And I think understanding that what you see on social media is, it's not, you guys, it's not real.
It's not real.
As someone who photoshops for a living and literally my life is creating fiction.
Yeah.
That is my job.
Yeah.
I create video, I create photos, I create design. None of it's real. Like any people time people share stuff, I'm always like analyzing every single picture.
Absolutely.
Like,
and you're like, that like, one picture that you posted, there's probably 57 of them behind that one that didn't make the cut because of whatever reason, you know. So.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I think that's important part of self-care is too, is understanding reality versus fantasy and what you see.
Yeah.
But yeah. So Marisa, you had, you
were going to
read a list.
Oh yeah, I was
going to
read this article I found online by Southern New Hampshire University. It's actually a clinical faculty who wrote it, and I was really surprised because there at the bottom of the article says how to take care of yourself, building a personalized self-care plan. I'm like, oh, like a business plan. Focusing on how to build your self-care plan, it may help to. Planning it may help consider the national... When focusing on how to build your self-care plan, it may help to consider the National Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration's 8 Dimensions of Wellness. I'm like, what? A substance abuse? Okay, this was developed by substance abuse professionals. These dimensions conceptualize the domains of wellness that makes all of us whole. I'm like, all right, what is it? Okay, the list is here. So there's 8. Emotional, environmental, financial, intellectual, occupational, physical, social, and spiritual. The emotional is like, you know, talk to someone that you like or you love, reflect, journal, read, all that, workout, take a walk, all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Cuddle, laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Environmental is like go out in nature, breathe in fresh air. You know, maybe help reduce the waste, go volunteer and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Financial, I found kind of interesting, was develop a practical financial plan. Open a savings account. Start saving. You know, invest. Cut back in unnecessary purchases. You know, pay your credit cards or avoid debt. And I'm like, well, yeah, that is self-care.
Yeah.
Because when you're in debt, that's stressful.
So subscriptions add up, y'all. Make sure you check your trial period.
Yeah. And then how do you get to travel if you don't, you know, have a good finances? And an intellectual is like, yeah, reading, listening to audiobooks, tap into your creative, artistic side. You know, I think all three of us are pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Occupational, learn a trade, get your degree. Wow.
Yeah.
Train for promotion. So in a way, you were doing self-care. It was just kind of intense self-care.
Yeah. Yeah. Right,
y'all.
Physical, of course, is working out and stuff like that. You know, oh, go to the dentist, get a health checkup.
Yeah.
Avoid drugs and alcohol. Sleep 7 to 9 hours.
Just kidding.
Sleep 7
Are
to 9 hours.
Are we feeling called out yet? Just kidding.
Get some sleep, you know, 7 to 9 hours. Yeah. See a physician.
Yeah.
Social. Oh, here's a good one. Meet up with friends and family. Keep in contact with old friends. Volunteer. Go out. Have fun. Oh, use social media for something positive.
Oh, there you go.
Use social to exude positivity, it says.
Yeah.
Utilize technology when distancing is a factor. Have a big laugh.
Oh.
Not stress over people's posts.
Oh.
Okay. Spiritual. Meditate, pray, reflect, engage in yoga, all that. Be mindful. Isn't that interesting? Like, I found all of this stuff interesting. I'm like, you know what? I do use social media to self-care. Like, you know, I've cut off, you know, a few other social media, but there's that I'm like, hey, like, but yeah. I only keep a few people in there.
Exactly. And everybody's different, but I think when you keep your circle a little bit tighter, mm-hmm. a little bit closer, that in and of itself can make a world of difference in your sort of overall attitude and life and viewpoint and all of those things. I was looking at a list here too, just also some easy tips I think all of us can follow along with. One tip was give yourself permission to be alone.
Ooh.
And like, you know.
The expert in me, that was very important.
We have less than 1 minute.
1 minute. So give yourself permission to be alone, whether it's going for a drive, whether it's sitting in your room by yourself, if you're married, you have kids, roommates, whatever it might
mm-hmm.
be. Be alone. Give yourself that permission to get alone, to be alone. Eat outside. Wake up earlier. Go to bed earlier. I love this one was another one. Just say no. Just say no. Jot down. I think this is a really important one too. Jot down 3 things you like about yourself.
Yes.
Write down 3 things. Maybe do that once a week. Do it daily.
And
whatever
remember,
you need
the
do.
Universe
Remind.
Is listening.
That's right. And then another one, I loved this one, was don't be afraid to compliment a stranger. And that's something I've been trying to, you know, like I constantly see myself. Are we gone? Are we off air? Well,
we are now.
Yeah.
Anyway, hi everybody. You're pretty. You're pretty. Everybody's pretty. Thank you for listening.
Drink your water.
Drink your water. Say no and go to bed.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks,
have a
everyone.
Good summer.
Bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.